others for their own advantage. We will not always agree on every point, you and I. I'm not going to have the same mindset as everybody in this room. Our leaders of this world, we're not always going to agree with everything that they do and say and act and are. This is not what our country is set up on. Amen. It's a representative republic. We follow the ones that are closest to our view, because you'll never find that perfect one that is everything you want. So you vote, you do the one that represents your views the greatest. But we should always exhibit respect and courtesy to one another. Amen. It's part of a relationship. My wife doesn't agree with me 100% of the time. Amen. We have different ideas and different plans. That's what makes our relationship unique, is because we can work out differences and we can work out things and understand one another. Arrogance is a characteristic of the apostate. I'm here to make you better. I'm here to help you out. What I say can be a blessing to you. Well, how about let's just follow what the Word says? If it's not in the Word, then we don't do it. Or we don't say it. Or we don't act that way. Let's follow God's Word. 1 Samuel 15:23. It says, "For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry." I really have to pay attention to God's Word, because I don't want to be anything near the devil and idolatry and witchcraft. But when I am disobedient and am caught up in these incantations and rebellious ways, then I am following that type of person, or that type of God. Amen. I am worshiping other gods, because God hates rebellion in any form. Peter and Jude both described apostates as brute beast. 2 Peter 2:12. It says, "But these men blaspheme." Are you there now? 2 Peter 2:12. Yes. Good, it's back up. I can read that a little better. You're good. Let me see. Actually, 2 Peter 2:12. It's probably my mistake because I can't see. I got it here. "But these men blaspheme in matters they do not understand, and they are like brute beasts, creatures of instinct, born only to be caught and destroyed, and like beasts they too will perish." Sin always takes you further than you planned. And sin is very progressive. It will take over. James 1:13-15. It says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. The standards set forth by the church are not just rules, they are protections. God has given us protection. It is important that we understand why a fence was first put up. When you put up a fence in your backyard to keep your children in, it's not to keep them from things, it's to keep things from them, to protect them from harm that could come when they're in the fence. Things that God has put in His Word are not for our not for keeping us from pleasures and the things of this life. God is trying to protect us from death, from where sin will take us. Because it doesn't stop with just one little disobedience. It continues. It takes us farther and farther away from the grace of God. And then we wake up and then we say, how did I get here? It's because you didn't want to be protected by the grace of God with a fence, with a boundary in your life. And so we allow our hearts to be deceived. Proverbs 22:28 says, do not move an ancient boundary stone set up by your ancestors. God has placed things in our lives so that we can draw closer to Him and not do what our flesh wants to do. Amen. God sent Moses down out of the mountain and said, get down there and put up boundaries so that those people won't come up into the mountain. Because if they come up here, they're going to die. And to every man of God, he places the boundaries in a place of protection so that if you would happen to get over the boundary, you have time to make it back. So maybe this pastor is going to put boundaries way back from the mountain. Maybe this pastor doesn't feel he needs to do that as much. And he puts the boundary here. And maybe others put it right at the foot of the mountain. It's up to the man of God where he believes the mountain begins. I believe I'm going to put some boundaries far enough away from the mountain that if somebody gets across and gets over there, that I would have time to talk them back before the wrath of God comes down in their lives and they're lost for eternity. But we need boundaries. Boundaries are for our good. They keep us from harm. They keep us from going the direction that would lead to death. A failure to love truth. Christians must do more than just know the truth. They must love the truth. Do you love truth today? We must love the truth. A person without love for the truth will compromise easily. It ought to matter to you to what the Word says, and not just what others say is okay. Does it say that in the Word? Others aren't going to judge you in the end. But what the Word has spoken, will judge us all in the end. We must love truth, not tradition, truth. Not what grandpa believed, but what the word says. Amen. It must be our whole lives. Everything that we do must line up with God's word. Don't measure it by others. Don't measure it by what others think. Measure it by God's word, his infallible word. His word never lies. So we have access to God. The covenant guarantees us access to God. God wants to have relationship with you and I. And the veil was torn in two from its top to its bottom, opening the way to the Holy of Holies. So for the first time, the inner sanctuary was no longer exclusive to the domain of the priesthood. But everyone had access to the presence of God. You are the priesthood now of your temple. Your body has become the temple of the Holy Ghost. And now you are priesthood over that temple. You determine, is the presence of God alive in your temple? Does the presence of God dwell in your temple? Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. God is there for us. He will help you. He will come to your need. Amen. He will help you through life's decisions. We can have a changed life. We can live for God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. God gives us the power to overcome. His spirit within us. When Abraham and God entered into covenant, Abraham became a recipient of God's promises. Through Jesus Christ, we can enter the covenant with God and become heirs of his promise. We are joint heirs with Christ, and we have his promises. God is helping us. And as long as we remain in him, we have all the benefits and protections of the Son of God. The one who overcame temptation and even death. That's who empowers us. That's who gives us what we need. So the key to possessing power for living a life of victory is living a crucified life. In other words, if I know it's sin, then I need to die out to it and not let it overrun my flesh and take control. Crucify it. Put it on the altar. Give God the glory. The Spirit of God produces in believers the fruit of righteousness and holiness. Romans 6:22 says, but now that you have set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. It is no longer mankind attempting to be good, but it is God working good in him. It is mankind resting from his work and by faith allowing God to work the miracle of sanctification. So throughout history, it was disobedience of the people of God that caused them the greatest sorrow. In Nehemiah 9:26, it says, "But they were disobedient and rebelled against you, and they put your law behind their backs, and they killed your prophets who had admonished them in order to turn them back to you, and they committed awful blasphemies." Jesus was our example of obedience. Though the author of the law, Jesus, as a man, humbled himself in submission to the law of God, by obedience to him, we become partakers of the purchased salvation. Amen. He paid the price for you and I, so that we didn't have to be under the rule and law.